Menachas Daf Mem Aleph is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Golda Bas Rav Shmuel in honor of her yahrzeit on Yud Aleph Tishrei by her children, Rabbi and Mrs. Shmuel Gut and family. May the Torah study learned in this shir be an everlasting schus for her neshama.
The following shir was delivered by Rabbi Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Mem Aleph. In today's shir, we're going to discuss if a person is moisif strings, extra string on his tzitzis, is there an iser bal taisif, and how is the iser set up exactly? The Mishnah, the Gemara says on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, Tana Rabbanan. Talus shakula tchelas. If you have a talus that's completely made out of tchelas, kol minitz of oinim poitrimba, chut mikola ilon, all colors will patter except for kola ilon. What's the discussion here? The halacha is that the tzitzis, you have to have four strings. Two of them have to be tchelas, and the other two, the main two, have to be chute lavon, which have to be mimin kanaf, from the kind of color of the talus. And in general, that's white, so therefore it's called chute lavan. So you have the two chute lavan, and on top of that, the two chute tchelas. However, let's say you have a talus that's made kula out of tchelas, it's completely blue. So besides for your chute tchelas, you would be technically have to put another two chute tchelas, blue strings, to match the baguette. And that's impossible because you're going to end up having four tchelas strings and no other strings. So therefore, the Gemara says you can use any other color for those two strings. However, you should not color the two strings with kola ilon. Kola ilon is an imitation form of tchelas. And since there's a problem that if you use an imitation form, people might take these strings and put it into a different talus. Therefore, you should not use kola ilon. The Gemara asks that we see later on that b'di'eved, if you did, you use kala ilon, it's kosher, so it's a stira. The Gemara says that it depends how many strings were on the beged before. Kan, b'talus b'ashmoina chutim, one is a talus where there were eight strings, and kan, b'talus b'asarba chutim, kan, b'talus b'ashmoina chutim. So one is talking where there was four strings, and two of them were tchelas, and two kala ilon. In that case, there's less of a chashash that he's going to transfer from one to the other. And as opposed to if there's eight strings, we're afraid since he has the four that he needs, he might just untie the extra four and transfer it to a different baguette. And it will come out that this baguette or the other baguette will have four strings of kala ilon, and that will create a problem that he'll end up having a talus that does not have tchelas. So the Gemara's mashma from the Shachavataya of the Gemara seems to indicate that the fact that the person has eight strings in his tzitzis is not a problem of Baltaisif. That would not be an issue of Baltaisif. That seems to be what the Gemara is indicating. Now this is actually a raya that's quoted in Taisus earlier on Daf Lamed Chesamid Aleph. Taisus says in Daf Lamed Chesamid Aleph that we see from this Gemara, that since the Gemara does not have an issue with the fact that there's eight strings, so therefore there's no problem of Baltoisif on such a case. If you have more than four strings. However, Taisus in Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph asks, first Taisus explains why wouldn't it be Baltoisif. So he quotes a Rashi. We don't have this Rashi, but he quotes a Rashi. The Rashi says that you would only have a Baltoisif when you're tying the strings together on. In that case, when you're not tying them together on. But if you originally tie them together, then you have a problem about Baltaisif. In other words, if you tie all straight eight strings together, there's no problem about Baltaisif. If you already have the strings and you want to come tie more strings, then there will be a problem about Baltaisif. Now Taisus asks that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is mashma, that even if you just tie extra strings on, there's a problem of Baltaisif, because the Gemara says, by Zokin Mamre, he's only Chayiv, if he's Chaylik on a Bezdin, if he's arguing on Bezdin, or something that the Iker Din, it says in the Torah, and the Pirush is Midirei Seifrim. And the Gemara first says the case is discussing only tefillin, and then the Gemara says, why can't it be talking about a case of tzitzis? Which the pirush of how many strings is midirei seifrim. So the Gemara says that if he would be mefarish, that you should be able to put more strings, he's over bal taisif, and he's mevatel the mitzvah. So you see from the Gemara over there that there's an iser bal taisif by the fact that he added more than four strings. So Taisus is asking that you see from that Gemara that there is an iser bal taisif if you put more than four strings. So how does it fit with this Gemara over here? So Taisus goes back and forth with different answers, and then at the end Taisus comes out that be'emes, the iser bal taisif would only apply if you did more than eight strings. Until eight strings, there's no iser bal taisif. In other words, from four until eight, which our Gemara's mashma is mutter, that is not a problem about Taisif. That Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about where you want to put on more than eight strings. More than eight strings is an Isser of Bal Taisif. Now Taisif discusses what's the significance of four to eight, where does the number come from. So he brings the Gemara later on, Daf Mem Beis, that Rav Acher Bar Yaakov and Rav Acher Midifti argued they had different opinions of how many strings. One of them put only four in his tzitzis, and the other Amara put eight in his tzitzis. So the Gemara's mashma, it's a machlokes how to learn the pasuk. So Taisus explained it's not a machlokes how to learn the pasuk, rather it's a machlokes. They actually agree, but and they're just a question of how to best fit it into the lashon of gedilim. Now other Rishonim obviously disagree with this mahalach. And they argue on this, on the pshat, and they learn the taka, that is a machloikas and how many to put in. And we paskin, you need specifically four. So, and the question is, so how does the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that there's Issa bal taisif, how does it fit with this Gemara? So the Rad is of the opinion, the same thing that the Gros says, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about where you were moisif, you added strings from a different material. And that, when you add strings from a different material, that would have the din, because he was meisim and min acher, that's why over there, the Gemara says there was a problem about taisa. Now, there's a different mahalach in the Rishonim, and which is the itur. The itur taka learns that the be'emes, that there is no iser to be meisif more than four strings. From this Gemara, you see you can be meisif eight. The itur says you can be meisif even more than eight. There's no shila mila, as many strings as you want, you could put on, and there would not be an issa bal taisif. And the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down the b'shas ha'dchak, if a person went ahead and added more strings, and he's not able to take it off, I guess he's in the middle of the street or whatever, so b'diavad he could be soimach on the itur, that it will be kosher if it's more. Now the Rashba, the Shitas of Rashba, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes the Shitas of Rashba that it says clearly that you can only have 32 strings on your tzitzis. And then the Muki Yosef passing is the same thing as well. In the Muki Yosef, Hilchas Tzitzis says that if a person has more than 32 strings, there's a problem. The minyan achutim, the amount of strings is only 32 strings. And then he says, "V'yesh le'bali ha'kabbalah b'zeh inyan gadol v'amik." Bali ha'kabbalah have bring down because these 32 are a very big inyan. I saw quoted that the Radvaz and Truvis was asked that about echad min ha'mischakmim. There was some, I guess you could say, kuntzmacher that decided that he wants to have 16 tzitzis on each corner of his baguette, and they wanted to know should they stop him from doing it or not. So he says that even to the Rebbe's answer that even if you hold like the Eter that you're allowed to add, avada the Eter is moida that that's not the etzah mitzvah of tzitzis. That is not, the mitzvah of tzitzis is not without any number. The ikur mitzvah avada is cheschutim according to the Eter. And that's the psak that we all accept eight strings on each corner. So having 16 strings and saying that he's going with the Eter, would that be a justification? Because the Eter wasn't saying that you're supposed to, that the mitzvah was more than that. The Eter is just saying that if you did more, there is no psul, there is no shear that it has to dafka be a certain amount, and it can't be more. It could be more, but the Eker tzur of the mitzvah of Avada is is the 8. And then he says that that he brings down the discussion in Maseches Sukkah that actually Tosfos brings down, I just forgot to mention before, Tosfos is the one that brings in that we find in Maseches Sukkah that they used to be Moisef on the Lulav, on the Aravis. They used to put in more Aravis and more Hadassim. So the Mepharshim are Ma'ir, and they say that over there, that was an Indian of Hadar. But over here, adding more is not an Indian of Hadar. That's the Gabi Tosfos I suffer. The Radvaz says, more reasons, the Radvaz says that we find that since this is shakel, is equal, negative, all the mitzvahs, and Rashi writes that it's Gematria 613, so therefore, this number is Dafka 8 on the corner and not 16. Similarly, the 8 Chutim and the 5 Ksharim come out of Gematria Yud Gimel, which is Gematria of Echad, which is Miramis to Yehudai, to Yichud Hashem, and similarly, that each one of the ksharim is double, so therefore you have 10 ksharim, and 10 ksharim is also, together with the strings, is yud ches, and together with the four corners is ayin beis, connected to shem and farish. And he goes on a bunch of reasons. And then he said, that Vaz ends off interestingly, he says, however, don't accuse me for passing al-day gematrius for a Muslim. I'm not saying this as why I'm passing. Rather, I'm just explaining why, how come our minig of 8 strings is the proper minig. And to go ahead based on this and add as many strings as you want, based on the Iter, of course, that the Iter never meant that. So, halacha, lemaisa, is gepasin in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Aleph, that a person should only put 4 strings on his beged, and that's like the Shittas of Rashba and the Shittas of Mukhiyais, like we said before, and more than that, he should not do. Now, even when we said that there's a discussion of putting more, if a person is mechavin to put more than the mitzvah, and his behedi is mechavin extra, then in that case, it would be a problem. The Mechaber says before in Siman Yud Sivvav, Hitu tzitzis al tzitzis. If a person added tzitzis to the first tzitzis, im neskaven levatel rishayin, if his intention was that the second tzitzis should be instead of the first, chaytach rishayin ukshera, then he has to cut off the first one, and then it's kosher. However, if he's miskaven lehoisif, if he's intending with this that he wants to be moisif, an extra tzitzis to his extra chiyuvim on his chiyuv, even though he cut off one of both, then psula. And the Ramah says, "V'yesh machshirim b'chal inyan v'chein ik." Now, in order to understand this halach, we have to realize that we know that if a person puts more than 4 tzitzis, as we said before, according to the Lav Rishonim, you over Rishon Bal Taisif. Now, what happens if you over Rishon Bal Taisif? What happens to the first tzitzis that were good? Now you're coming along and you're putting more, and you're intending that this addition should be more tzitzis. Now, does that invalidate also the first tzitzis, or is that just that the second tzitzis is Isser Bal Taisif? The Mechaber here is telling us that the first tzitzis themselves are invalidated. So the shaila is, why are the first tzitzis invalidated? What is the fact that I'm being meisef, extra tzitzis, where there's isser bal taisef, why does it invalidate the first tzitzis, which has nothing to do with bal taisef? The first ones were the regular 4 strings of tzitzis that you're mechoyev to do. So, the machlekes achroinim, some achroinim say, Kivegar and Sanhedrin says, that the pshat, why the first ones are invalidated, is because, gufa, because of Baltais, the chiddush. The alidate of Baltais, that invalidated the whole din of tzitzis. But, Reb Chaim says, chiddush agrach, that the pshat is because we don't know which ones of these strings are the ones that you're using for the mitzvah, and which ones are stam strings. In other words, we have a bunch of strings here. Some are for the mitzvah, some are not. We don't know which is which. So therefore, since there's no way how to say that this is the tzitzis, this is the mitzvah that I'm doing, this is the, and the other ones are just extra strings, mimela, that's not called a kiyuma mitzvah tzitzis. Because I don't have over here a clear beged with tzitzis. We don't know which one is the tzitzis. In the mail, it's like wearing dalet kanfis without tzitzis. The Chazon Ish has a different mahalach. The Chazon Ish says that al yidei that you're adding extra strings, you're losing the tzura of the mitzvah of tzitzis. In other words, the Torah was machshir tzitzis when you have four strings on each corner that folded over four strings. So therefore, that's a mitzvah of tzitzis. And now, if you come along and you're being maisif, that's not a mitzvah of tzitzis anymore. That's not the mitzvah of tzitzis of the Torah. Now, what would be an afgamina, these two malchim? An afgamina would be, let's say, he intended that he wants the first ones to be tzitzis. But the second ones are stam. Lamaisa, according to the Chazon Ish, it would seem that since the, even though he, in his mind, he knows which ones he thinks are going to be tzitzis, but since Lamaisa, he now has extra strings hanging, that doesn't have the tzur of tzitzis anymore. So according to Chazon Ish, it would seem that that would be puzzle. According to Chaim, if you know which ones you want, then that's not considered a bagad without chelis. That's, without tzitzis, I mean, that, because you know which ones he's using. Even though other people don't know, but he knows. So mainly he's a Mekai mitzvah tzitzis. But according to Chazon Ish, it would not be a problem. But it would be a problem. I mean, it would not be considered tzitzis. Bottom line, it comes out that not only would he be over Isser Bal Taisif, but in certain instances you could actually invalidate even the first tzitzis. And that's why there's discussion here in the Paiskim, in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, if Taka, it is any, able to be machshir or not. The Ramah at the end, Taka says, either way, v'yesh machshirin b'chal inyan v'chein ikr, he passes to be, the Ramah is machshir at the end, that l'maisa at the end of the day, v'chein ikr, that is the psak, v'chein pasko achroi, and then Mr. Brewer says, if we could be sorry for this kasher. But you see from here, a very big chiddush that it could have been, that the Isser Bal Taisif would have actually not only been a problem of being Maisif, it would even have invalidated the first tzitzis, according to some Achrayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.